This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says the pandemic of COVID-19 is clearly still a global health emergency and is of particular concern as it spreads more widely in countries with weak health systems. 3 months after the WHO's Emergency Committee first advised its Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus to declare a public health emergency over the coronavirus, Tedros said he had grave concerns about the potential impact of the disease as it starts to accelerate in countries that don't have sophisticated healthcare systems.
WHO has grave concerns about the potential impact the virus could have as it starts to accelerate in countries with weaker health systems.
The WHO's head of emergencies, Mike Ryan, said while the organization recognized that some countries are beginning to consider easing lockdown measures, it was important that they constantly look out for a jump in infections and be ready to put some measures back in place if needed. Democratic U.S. presidential hopeful Joe Biden denied Friday an allegation that he sexually assaulted a former Senate staffer decades ago. After facing mounting pressure to publicly address the allegation, speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe program, the presumptive Democratic nominee said, quote, "This never happened." The denial was Biden's first public comment about the accusation by Tara Reid, a former staffer of Biden's when he was a senator from Delaware. Republicans are trying to bring increased scrutiny to the allegations against Biden, despite the fact their efforts could renew attention on numerous sexual assault allegations that have been leveled against President Donald Trump. This is VOA News. Coinciding with May Day, world leaders look to move safely away from lockdown and salvage virus-battered economies without unleashing new waves of COVID-19 infections. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Traditional May Day marches are curtailed by confinement, but with Labour activists honking car horns, singing from balconies, and staging wildcat protests. A holiday atmosphere has enlivened South Africa's streets for May Day, just as the country has begun easing its strict lockdown. And social restrictions couldn't extinguish the protest spirit in Greece, where demonstrators lined up 2 metres apart in careful rows. However, Italy's May Day traditions have been upended by lockdown rules forbidding gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis prayed for workers around the globe Friday on International Workers' Day, saying no one should go without work and everyone should be justly paid.
Oggi nella festa di San Giuseppe lavoratori, anche la giornata dei lavoratori.
The Pontiff said, "We pray for all workers, for all, so that no one will lack work, and all will be justly paid and can enjoy the dignity of work." Francis added that even today there are many slaves in the world, men and women forced to do low-paid work just to survive. International Workers' Day on May 1st is often referred to as May Day. Madrid on Friday closed a makeshift hospital located at the biggest convention center in the Spanish capital after assisting more than 1,500 coronavirus patients. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
There was applause and cheers on Friday as the final patients left Madrid's makeshift field hospital in the Spanish capital's convention center. The 1,350-bed hospital treated about 4,000 patients and will remain equipped and ready to reopen in the event of a new outbreak. Spain has been one of the worst affected countries by the pandemic, but the number of hospital admissions has drastically reduced. According to the health ministry, Spain's death toll rose by 281 overnight, a small rise from the previous day, but still one of the lowest daily tolls in weeks. On Saturday, Spaniards will also be able to go out for the first time since March 15 to walk or play individual sports, putting an end to one of the strictest confinement policies in Europe.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.